The next patient is Josnel Belois. Belois. I'm going to spell it B like in boy, E like in echo, like in Lima, O like in Oscar, I like in India, S like in Sierra. And the first name is Josnel. J like in J.C. Penny, O like in Oscar, S like in Sierra, N like in November, E like in echo, L like in Lima. This is a clinical case of a 74-year-old. A male originally from Haiti. That is referred by Dr. Maxwell for evaluation of the kidney function. This period, this patient has a lengthy history of arterial hypertension. And in 2021, the patient developed a relapsing pleural effusion that required the administration of chest tubes and eventually pleurodesis that was done in Manatee Memorial Hospital. Manatee is M-A-N-A-T-E-E. The patient apparently had the tube in the chest for about a year. And finally, they were able to pull it out, and there was not a relapse. The etiology of the kidney, of the etiology of the relapsing pleural effusion is unknown. Period. The patient has lost body weight, and in the laboratory workup, there is evidence of hypoalbuminemia and also anemia. The hemoglobin is 10.6. The serum albumin is 2.8 grams per cent, period. To a physical examination, the patient today has a blood pressure of 194 over 94, despite the fact that he has been taking the medication that has been prescribed, including carbidolol, clonidine, hydralazine. The patient has been placed on Kerendia. I imagine this Kerendia was because of there was presence of a protein in the urine. Period. The workup is going to be ordered. We are going to order the basic anemia workup, including the iron, folate, B12 levels. And we are going to do kappa lambda ratio as well as serum protein electrophoresis with the immunofixation and urine protein electrophoresis with immunofixation. We are going to order bilateral renal Doppler ultrasound to rule out the possibility of renal vascular hypertension. Period. The serum creatinine has been oscillated between 1.5 and 1.3 milligrams per cent, and the estimated GFR has been oscillated between 40 and 50 ml. Period. ML per minute. Period. Unfortunately, I don't have your analysis or the evaluation of the microalbumin creatinine ratio or protein creatinine ratio in the urine. We're going to order the laboratory workup and reevaluate the case after that. Number two, relapse and pleural effusion, cause undetermined. Number three, anemia, cause undetermined. Number four, rule out the glomerulopathy, coma, rule out multiple myeloma, rule out paraprotein kidney disease. Thanks a lot for your kind consultation. Paragraph, I will keep you posted of the progress. Paragraph, we invested 25 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 30 minutes with the patient, and 10 minutes in the documentation.